You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for our hosts to tee off.
I got a late invite to do some golf.
Oh, hey, all right.
Shot 100 on the dot.
On the dot?
On the
dot. Well, good thing you made that putt.
This is Danny and Dusty on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Thursday afternoon. We're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080andthefan or twitch.tv/1080andthefan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. You know, I called you the captain because you are the captain now as the brand manager of the station. You're the boss man. But I'm not going to call you captain or the captain because you're not Derek Jeter, and I don't like Derek Jeter, and I kind of like you. So we got to come up with a new nickname.
Thanks.
Because, you know, Jeff Austin had Jeff Sacramento and Jeff Baton Rouge. We got to come up with one for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the fan man works, but like it's
good.
I guess you actually you're the brand man now.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, there we go. You hate it. Perfect. Let's go to story time with brand man.
Yeah. So we were talking about the fact that coaches weren't watching film with Caleb Williams, and he was set off by himself to navigate the waters of the National Football League, where the details matter so much, and having the ability to decipher even the smallest of things with the help of your coach who has the institutional knowledge of, I don't know, Shane Waldron was an offensive coordinator in the National Football League for several years. And to sit there and know schemes, what opponents do, and how to get from the if they do this, then we do this. And it was like, usually as you go up in levels of football, it gets more complex and it gets more granular in what you were looking for. And in 2007, I went back and I went to Knoxville, Tennessee for a week because my high school quarterback was the quarterback at UT at the time, Eric Ainge. And I was able to sit in on every meeting throughout the entire week. Went and watched film with Eric, and David Cutcliffe was the offensive coordinator at the time.
Was he pretty good?
Cutcliffe was absolutely amazing.
Like, does Peyton Manning trust him?
The Mannings love them some David Cutcliffe. And it was prior to Tennessee playing Georgia, and at that time, Tennessee was like 2-2. They'd gotten the brakes beat off him by Florida and Cal to start the year. Two pretty good teams.
I say, they had some NFL guys on those teams?
They had a lot of NFL guys on those teams. But Georgia was rolling in with Matthew Stafford as their quarterback. No Sean Moreno was the running back. Muhammad Massaquai was the wide receiver for them. And they were loaded. Mark Richt had never lost in Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. And that week was a big week. You are 2-2. You dropped out of the top 25, and it was panic time because Georgia
rival
was
coming
a
down.
Top 15 team in the country that has not lost with their head coach in your place, and it was a massive rivalry game for them. I remember watching film in Cutcliffe, and this is where the coach matters so much in those film sessions. Mm-hmm. They were going through, and this was on like a Wednesday, so that you're pretty deep into your game prep and you're fine tuning at from Wednesday on. And they were watching film, and Cutcliffe goes, right there, look at that. He goes, you see the difference? And he's like, oh my gosh, yeah. And I'm sitting there still looking like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It was the difference in the linebacker being 3.5 yards off the line of scrimmage to 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. And he goes, all right, now look at him. And it was the other linebacker had switched his feet. And so his left foot was forward, not his right foot was forward. So at that point, they were like, all right, if we see this look, he's coming. And then the middle linebacker's dropping. We need to check to run. Every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, you see that, no matter what we are doing, get us to run the ball. That game, they went nuts. Ainge only threw for like 165 yards. They ran for 190 yards. Arian Foster went absolutely
bonkers
in that game. And they ended up checking every single time. They knew it because of the difference between 3.5 yards and 4 yards. That's what your coach does when you're watching film.
Because the granular stuff just starts mattering more and more and more.
It was the knowledge of the coach, and he had a quarterback with a plus football IQ in Eric that they were like, there it is. I trust that you're going to see that in a game, and I trust you to get us to where we need to be. Like, those sorts of things, when you are a quarterback and a coach especially, you need that. And that's why it is so just absolutely mind-numbingly dumb.
It's malfeasance.
That the Bears weren't watching film with Caleb Williams.
Like, you're not,
those little things. Like,
you're not prepping him of, like, what you're checking into. What, like, all of the game prep, all of the things that go into it, and every single team that does something a little bit different that you have to prepare for, that everybody has their own little secret sauce that they do. And you've got a rookie quarterback that's already going into a new install for a brand new system that is not great to begin with.
Yep.
And then that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was, I don't get it. You're not going to get that with Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is going to be attached at the hip of Caleb Williams. And like, it should be exciting for the Bears that they have something to look forward to because of the fact that you have now a coach, a quarterback, and the weapons to go along with it.
Everything's aligned.
The Bears don't just have to be this defensive team that wins by the margins and games have to be in the 20s if you're going to win. They should be a team that can put up points, move the ball, and you have...
And get stops.
You have an absolute wizard as your offensive coordinator and a quarterback that, boy, he flashed a lot of really good things. And as long as he doesn't get the happy feet again of, you know, fear of getting sacked every single time he drops back, dude, Caleb Williams can be just as good as he was advertised.
Yeah. And this is like, I hate always making this comparison, but this is where it stands out the most. The difference between head coaching in the, or just coaching in the NFL versus coaching in the NBA, that granular stuff, because you're working within 96 feet, is significantly smaller. Like, when you're talking like evaluating draft prospects, like, if you want to get into the nitty gritty stuff, you want to get into the buzzwords like shin angle, like how flexible a guy can get turning a corner. Like, I don't know, man, this guy, his ability to drive is really good, but I don't know, this guy's shin angle, like, he can get lower to the floor. And we're like, it's not stuff that you coach. It's more intrinsic than anything else. Where in football, because it's individual plays and the way you set things up, and there's so much more people and there's so much more space, those are where things matter so much more, which makes it even more egregious of what the Bears, not what they did, what they didn't do.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, man.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, let's pivot back to the NBA. The Hospital Celtics found a way to get it done, but with the most unlikely contributor. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The basketball last night.
Ooh, Nelly did it.
We talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves taking care of business against the Golden State Warriors. We haven't talked really about the Timberwolves yet, just the end of the Warriors this season. The Celtics, though, they were able to stave off elimination 127-102 over the New York Knicks, in part to a very unlikely contributor.
Where were you for the Luke Kornet game?
Luke Kornet said, "There, you shall not pass. Shoot. Score or do anything in the paint."
I've never seen a stat line that is as weird as this, because Luke Kornet in 26 minutes went 5 for 5 from the field for only 10 points, didn't go to the free throw line, didn't shoot a three, and he had 7 blocks, but didn't have 10 rebounds. And that's like the crazy thing is he had 9.
Yeah.
Good number, right?
He was flirting with a triple-double.
But it was like, usually if you have that many blocks, you're that dominant inside the paint because you're shooting 0 3-pointers. You're 5 for 5. Like, he didn't gobble up like 12 rebounds in the game. It was just
he blocked multiple threes.
He was an efficiency monster for the Boston Celtics. I did not see that one coming.
No, and if you're not familiar with the Kornet contest, it is when you put your hands together, if you're watching on YouTube and you make a triangle with your index finger and your thumbs, and you try to basically like eclipse.
Well, it's like the rim. You do the diamond cutter signal.
Yeah,
like that's what you do. When DDP used to go out there do the diamond cutter, mm-hmm. he'd raise his hands above his head. That's exactly what Cornette does.
That's the Cornette contest. And before that, we had the Battier, where Battier used to put his hand basically on opponents' noses without touching. It was incredible how he did it without touching somebody. But Cornette has kind of made the same thing because he's so big and so long that when he does do that, it does block out your ability to see. And you've seen some other players kind of adopt it. I don't know if the math behind it actually does anything. And in fact, contests don't really show a direct correlation with efficiency. It's more limiting threes than anything else, but sure, go for it. I'm about it. But the Celtics were able to, and we talked about going into that game last night with Jason Tatum going down, having the Achilles surgery already, it being the quietest locker room. I felt like the Celtics were going to kind of rally around that. Now, will they be able to do it again? I don't know. But you had Jaylen Brown, speaking of captains, said, I'm the captain now, and Jaylen Brown took over.
And Derek White was
the
beneficiary of all of that takeover mm-hmm. from Jaylen Brown.
And Kristaps Porzingis, the reason Luke Kornet played as much as he did, Porzingis is unplayable. Mm-hmm. His illness has made him like, the Knicks know that we're just going to leave him. He doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Porzingis, after the game, said he couldn't breathe.
And Mazzulla, rightfully so, pulling him because he had to. And that we talked about this at the end of the show yesterday, that Joe Mazzulla was going to be forced to coach this series and not, hey, are going to stay the course and we are going to just do what we do. And they had to change because they were down 3-1. Their backs mm-hmm. were against the wall. They looked rejuvenated in a weird way by Jason Tatum not being on the floor.
It was very different. And what was different about them is that they had three ball handlers basically on the floor at all times.
Peyton Pritchard played 40 minutes.
He can't play that many minutes going forward. He just can't play that many. I think what they'll look at in game six is if you start Pritchard so you can kind of give him an early hook, get him a few less minutes and have a rotation in that facet. Because with the Knicks, if you put, look, you don't want to put anyone small, big, otherwise. Jalen Brunson's just a difficult cover, but you can kind of get away with it for a little bit because Brunson is undersized, as you're talking about, like a lead creator. He's strong as an ox, but that's probably one of the few matchups in the league, both Brunson and with Cleveland with Darius Garland, where Pritchard's at least going to compete and not be overwhelmed by size. And so I think that's something they could probably pivot at because you just don't want your bench guys having to play 40 minutes. That's just too much of an ask for a guy who he stepped into that role occasionally, but you're placing more, and that's not a shot at Pritchard. You don't want to have to play a guy 40 minutes who's not used to playing 40 playoff minutes. And he was when he was good, he was really good. When he wasn't, it was bad. But when he was good, it was timely, and when they needed it early, he was huge.
If their offense is going to be as efficient as they were,
mm-hmm.
he'll play.
Yep.
But whatever they did and those buttons that Joe Mazzulla pushed, they got it. And it almost also looked like it got to a point where New York was like, we just got to win one of the next two.
Yeah. And you got a great performance out of Josh Hart, 24 points, and he was still a minus 24. OG Anunoby had his worst game of the playoffs. He was 1-for-12, non-existent. They just looked out of sorts because I think the scouting report, this is like the non-adjustment. All of a sudden, the Celtics started playing a little bit different.
That third quarter was...
they just poured it on. What was the final, 32-17? Yeah, 32-17 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They damn near doubled them up. And that was the difference in the game. You look at the Celtics, though. If let's say that Tatum doesn't get hurt, but they still lose that game, not last night, but two games ago now, where he was going off and he might have had a 50 piece and a loss in what would have been a stellar performance. You can maybe talk yourself into the Celtics winning that series, even down 3-1. Without Tatum, do you think there's a possibility the Celtics can still come back and win this series?
No, because they have to be perfect in the next two. And that was about as perfect offensively as you can make it. I mean, it was dynamite, especially when you come out in after a 32-point third quarter, which is a lot of points against the Knicks team, to do it again in the fourth quarter and just continue to bury your opponent, that's tough. And we know exactly what New York likes to do, which is grind you to a pulp so they can pounce on you in that fourth quarter. And they just didn't allow them to do it. But doing that two more times, they've proven over the first four games that they can't.
Yeah. And the Knicks, they shot 40% from three. 12 of 30. They got to the free throw line 40 times.
That's a lot, dude.
And they hit 32 of 40. So they're good on threes. You probably want to get a little more volume, but here they are. You make up for it in efficiency on the free throw line. 32 of 40 is bonkers. They tried to go to Hakimich, but that didn't work again because he went 6 of 6 from the line. Stop doing it. I want to see the hack of whatever taken out of the game. It's not basketball. It's like fouling up three. Just I get the, like, well, you have to, like, but it's not in the spirit of the game. I don't like the fouling of three. I know the math behind it. I know why it makes sense, and I get that. But that and the hacka, it doesn't feel right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if he's really bad at shooting free throws, it comes on the opponent to take that guy off the floor, right? If he's going to cost you the game, take him off the floor. And on the 40 free throws, nobody should be surprised. It was a Tony Brothers game.
Ding, 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 ding. Nobody as a crew chief calls more fouls than Tony Brothers. Number one in the league. Like, you can just look, if Scott Foster is reffing this game in MSG for game six, unless the line gets sideways, bet the Celtics.
Do we know,
for entertainment purposes only,
do we know who the officials will be?
Day of? Yeah.
Oh, boo. No. They don't want, well, they already know. They don't want to be publicly compromised until then.
Yeah. But if you see Scott Foster on that game and the line is within six, bet the Celtics to cover.
Ooh.
Because road teams with Scott Foster, he loves them.
Well, he's known as the extender, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why.
Chris Paul's not in the series, though. So, no.
Who has legitimate beef with Scott Foster? The crazy thing is, and why I wanted to call out so much with Luke Kornet, do you know what the Knicks shot from two?
No.
17 of 51. 33%. Shut off the paint.
Yikes.
And that's a team in the Knicks that they do well there.
Well, especially against this Boston team. Like, the dominant big, and especially when you take 7 foot, what, two? 7'2" Kristaps Porzingis away?
7'3", I think.
Yeah. Not a team built on a lot of size when Al Horford was playing.
6'10 and a half.
A bulk of your minutes, and very old.
Mm-hmm.
Very old Al Horford. Not a guy who's moving side to side very well, but I'll be damned if Luke Kornet wasn't just like, no.
He was huge.
No.
I love the unsung guy that has a game.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things in the playoffs. Like, the dude that, like, Nembhard for the Pacers. Can't shoot from three consistently all regular season. All-time playoff riser.
Yeah.
He's just a gamer and a half, and you're just like, you shot like 28% from three in the season. Why do you shoot 40%+ from three during the playoffs in your career? What is happening here?
Luke Kornet is one of those guys that he's been in the league for such a long time, but it doesn't ever feel like if you were to tell me that Luke Kornet was drafted this side of COVID, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. No. He's been in the league for almost a decade.
Yeah, 2017-18 with the Knicks.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. Nuts. I was happy for him. Great game, Luke Kornet. Way to go, dude.
Well, coming up next, we're going to keep it in the NBA because we have a big, big injury report that may affect one of the teams playing tonight in a game that could see someone advance into the Western Conference Finals. Look at the Knicks. But first, here's the Big Kuno Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On the horizon is a potential series-clinching game for the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, taking on the Denver Nuggets at Mile High, 5,280 feet in Denver.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Some mildly breaking news. Jamal Murray has been added to the injury report for the Denver Nuggets with an illness.
Oh, no.
And this is something that is apparently impacting the NBA up and down because dudes are getting sick everywhere. We have Kristaps Porzingis. We had Jimmy Butler, Jamal Murray. I mean, it's just Achilles and illnesses.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Getting sick sucks. But the rate that guys are getting sick and like not being able to perform is... It seems like it's a lot.
Well,
like usually we have like these runs of injuries where it's like, oh, wow. Like it was oblique strains for a while. And we're like, huh?
Yeah, Franz and Paolo both had them. And you don't typically get them in the NBA.
And then you get really unique injuries like, I don't know, the...
core muscle injury?
Well, the same thing that Dame and Nasir Gary Payton II
and Gary all had.
Well, yeah. And guys outside of Portland were getting them too. Mm. But it was just... chronic and around the league. That's like this weird virus that's going around the NBA too.
And typically throughout the season,
like, what's going on?
You get entire locker rooms that are sick, and in media, we all know we just don't.
Yeah, there was a time where the Blazers had a bad run of the mud butt in their locker room, like in 2012-ish, 13, and it was like gastrointestinal illness that kept multiple guys out on several over like a 2-week span.
These guys spend a ton of time together. They're in the germ tube all the time. And guess what a lot of them have? Young kids.
Mm-hmm. They'll get you sick.
Oh, yeah. And I was always interested, like, when Justice Winslow was here, his kid was always around. And the kid was cute as hell. But I'm always like, if you're running the team, are you just like
Not the locker room, dude. Not the locker room.
He's got to have, I mean, this has got to be like flu-like stuff.
It just says illness, and I've sent a few texts out to figure out what exactly is this like a serious thing or is this a flu bug? The thing that is interesting, and yes, we beat this dead horse to death, but being sick while playing in Denver has got to make that suck.
That's a great point.
Like, yeah, he lives there, but if you're already struggling to breathe,
yeah,
it's tough, man.
Boy, it's not anywhere like what kind of illness. They're just like, illness. All right.
And talking to people in Denver, they're like, yeah, no, it's a real thing. And it's like, I'm like, well, what is it? And they're like, oh, we don't know. But it's enough to where it got put on the injury report.
I hope he's okay. Or I hope we get a flu game out of Jamal Murray. That'd be fun.
He's actually had a couple of those. Do you know that?
Nope.
I think he's got a 40-point flu game. I think he might have a 50-point flu game.
Ooh.
He had one of them was in the playoffs against Donovan Mitchell. He was sick.
Maybe take that points over. What's that at for old...
216.5. It's actually quite low.
No, for him.
Oh, for him?
Yeah.
I'm
going to look that up.
You pull that up. What is interesting tonight, though, is the Thunder are only favored by 5.5. Air quotes, only, which is a 10.5-point swing. Because you get 5 points for being the home team, typically in both the regular season and the playoffs.
That's gone up a point since I got here, too.
It was 4.5?
Started out at 4.5 when I got here this morning.
I would imagine the Jamal Murray news probably is playing into that. But you do have the Oklahoma City Thunder up 3-2. This is an elimination game.
He's at minus 125 for 20 points or more. You can, on the little DraftKings app there, you get 25 plus 215.
That's a pretty big swing between 20 and 25.
Yeah, they must have a really good idea of how many points he's going to score. Is Scott Foster officiating this game?
Well, he's the home. They're the home team, so not going to do him any favor. Well, he is the extender.
He's the extender.
You know what? While you look that up,
yeah,
I'm going to pull up there. NBA ref assignments for today. NBA referee assignments. There's only one crew: Mark Davis, Kevin Scott, and Mitchell Irvin. With the alternate is Sean Corbin in the replay center. Tony Brothers.
Oh, Tony Brothers. All right.
So
that's foul.
That's a crew that is not going to be too heavy on the whistle, methinks.
That's a foul.
But if it does go to replay, it's going to be a foul.
Tony Brothers.
It's going to be a foul.
No, I agree. That's a foul.
When you look at this game and you kind of look at how this series has gone, with the exception of the 87-point first half from the Oklahoma City Thunder, this series has been played pretty damn tight.
It has been, and the games are won and lost on the margins for this thing. And it has been the best series of the conference semis. You've had really good basketball at times. You've had Nikola Jokic looking like he wants to murder somebody in almost every single game, which is new for him. And you're seeing a young team in Oklahoma City really work through a lot of things and having success doing it. We talked about this yesterday in that OKC... this is supposed to be the year they're supposed to win in the playoffs. And they're still learning how you win a 7-game series. And it's a heck of a lot easier to go through it when you have a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. When you have to grind out these series, it starts testing the metal of what your guys have between the ears.
The mental stuff and the execution and you know, 50-50 opportunities. And we talk about all the margins. Last game, Nikola Jokic goes 4 of 6 in the fourth quarter. The rest of the Nuggets go 1 of 15. That's the difference in the game. If the Nuggets, you're not even, like we talk about the Thunder, they scored on 7 straight possessions to close the game. If you get a stop and a bucket, you're looking at a different outcome.
Yeah.
That's like when we talk about the margins, I don't want to belabor like the final possessions type stuff because it all 48 minutes matters. But early in the fourth quarter, when you've got an 8-point lead, you start the fourth quarter with an 8-point lead as the team that has a title under its belt.
Yep.
You're Nikola Jokic, you're Christian Brown, you're Jamal Murray, you're Michael Porter Jr., you're Aaron Gordon. You're tested. And to fall apart like that, not a good sign. With that said, even with Jamal Murray being sick, I think we get an extension. I think we get a game 7 here.
That'd be fun. That would be fun. I would love to have a game 7. It's always better. Oklahoma City would be an insane environment, too, if you had a game 7 in OKC.
Did you see game 5, the way they did the t-shirts?
No. Well, I don't remember.
Well, it's every other.
I saw them.
They did different color sections.
Yeah.
Also, for those that don't know, they shame fans pregame into putting on t-shirts. They will put the camera on you, and the fans will boo you until you put the shirt on. Are you pro-shaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it. But.
Is every t-shirt in there like a 4XL?
Well, a lot of the arenas now, they will have a like a kiosk that you can go to where if your shirt doesn't fit, you can go and change it out for another size.
Oh.
Which is good.
That's nice.
Yeah. I don't know what they do with all the extra shirts.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time the Blazers have done that. The t-shirt?
There hasn't been much to have a game where it's worthy of giving t-shirts out.
Well, no,
I mean,
even in their deep playoff runs, I don't remember them doing any t-shirts in
there. They used to do it quite a bit when they were first back into the playoffs.
Yeah. I think it's the last time. Didn't they have like the red hot and rolling one?
I don't know. I want to say the Western Conference Finals against Golden State.
Did they
had a t-shirt giveaway. Yeah. People love free stuff, man.
Oh, no, they do. Look,
people love free stuff.
That t-shirt cannon lands usually like right in front of Media Row.
Mm.
And I've seen adults do unspeakable things
and then
that crappy t-shirt.
And then once they get it, they're like, man, I don't really care.
No, the one that really gets them going now, the donut drop.
Oh, well, the blimp, the Ford, the remember the Ford blimp?
The crash.
Yeah, that used to get people going because those little, I don't even know what they were dropping from that thing.
I know exactly what it was because my...
Was it Fred Meyer gift cards?
No. Shane Co. $250 gift cards.
Oh.
My dad got one.
People used to go nuts over that.
I almost tried to fight my dad over it. It was like,
online at shaneco.com.
Yeah, no, it was a $250 gift card and they dropped like four of them. And I think they only did it like... The Shanko one specifically, I think they only did it like four times a season. They had other giveaways they would do. But the one they started doing, I think it was this year or last year, they started putting parachutes on donuts from the catwalk.
And then just throwing them down?
Oh, yeah. It's every now and then that little parachute doesn't open and that donut comes down a little faster than you think it's going to.
Coming in hot!
It's like, oh, God. But that one got the crowd going up, you know. But you think we're getting Game 7 here?
I have no idea with the series. I have no idea with how this series has played out. I'd love to see it, but I definitively, with the way these two teams have played, I have no earthly idea how it's going to come down to the wire in crunch time. Like,
I hope it does come down to the wire. Whatever it is, come down to the wire.
History shall tell us, yes.
I hate closing games that just suck.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. I mean, Timberwolves Warriors, the score got a little closer than it actually was. That game was over. Over.
Dead.
Just
dead.
We didn't get to it today, but I want to ask you this. Do you trust the Timberwolves in the next round? Nuggets or Thunder? Because they have the Nuggets number. They've beaten them seven straight times.
That's what it is. Like, it depends on who they play.
Because even though they controlled that game against the Warriors, Ant Edwards had seven turnovers. Got the ball ripped from him multiple times at half court. It was just brain neutral stuff that was just like, what the hell are you doing?
We've also seen teams win games with like 20 turnovers in this playoffs. And you're going, how?
I think they had 22.
Why? And it's not just the Timberwolves that are doing it, which is the weirdest damn thing because usually that is a death knell to you winning a playoff game.
It's just been so bonkers. You want to talk a little bit of golf?
Yeah, we got good golf. And we have Tyreek Hill news, too.
Oh, yeah.
He has responded to the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, schedule release day did not go off very well for one team, at least. We'll get that next to wrap up today's show on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan. NFL schedule release was yesterday, the Super Bowl for social media teams. And, you can definitely pick a loser of the Super Bowl.
The Colts did not bode well on schedule release day. They said that they had to remove their video due to IP infringement because they went Minecraft movie big.
The Chargers, who apparently the Chargers got all of the legal permissions necessary to do this.
Yeah, the Colts did not. It's always a tough look, though, when two teams do the same thing.
It's like when Hollywood, when Armageddon and Deep Impact come out at the same time. You're like, everybody was shopping the same pitch somewhere. Huh?
Right. These movies are a little too similar here. But a lot of folks said that's not the real reason why. The real reason why the Colts took it down is because their week one game is against the Miami Dolphins.
Hmm.
And to preview that, they had little Minecraft, little block animation or whatever. And they had a dolphin going through the water, doing his little jumpies. And it had Tyreek Hill above it.
Hmm.
And that's like cute enough. A lot of teams do that, make fun of other teams, other players. Well, they had a Coast Guard boat roll up behind it And people are like, whoa, don't we forget what happened to Tyreek Hill on the way to a game?
When I first thought about it, I was like, it's good-natured fun. Then I forgot about how unruly those cops were and how over-the-line things got. And I was like, forgot about that. That's in bad taste.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were like, I mean, it was harmless enough. Tyreek Hill has now chimed in on it. And he tweeted, should have left it up at Colts. That was funny. Tyreek Hill thought it was funny.
You know what? If he's being dead serious with that, and I hope he is, good on him.
Well, I don't know. Tyreek Hill doesn't seem to be a guy who would tweet something that he doesn't actually feel.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Good on you for having some thick skin, because funny's funny, man. Because when I first thought about it, I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny.
And the Coast Guard people, they didn't like rough him up.
No.
Like the actual police officers did when they pulled him out of his car. But it was, people were like, that's kind of in poor taste. Tyreek Hill said, no, I'm good with it. Like,
look, Tyreek Hill, not a good dude. Has a lot of bad things about him. Good on you for being like, funny's funny.
Yeah. The Chargers one, they did the whole Minecraft thing.
Oh, and they had like a full on Minecraft staff of support on it. It was crazy.
It was 4.5 minutes long.
That's what I mean. They went way in.
I don't know.
I did appreciate, though, they called the Denver Broncos the Donkeys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Take some shots at your rivals. Yeah. But schedule release was something. Like, we don't know. Last year, if you would have looked at, you know, most teams' schedules, they're like, oh, man, they got the 49ers this year. Mm-hmm. That wasn't that hard of a game.
No.
Injuries happen.
You were playing the jersey, not the team.
We have teams that go and regress, but, like, everybody wants to react and overreact to schedule release. You can learn some things, though. Like, I think one thing we definitely learned is that the NFL wholly believes that Aaron Rodgers will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. They have them in 3 primetime games over a 4-week span, one of them being the Steelers in Green Bay, which would be Aaron Rodgers' first game in Green Bay as a non-Packer. So,
does he get booed?
No, I don't think you boo Aaron.
You can't. He gave you a Super Bowl.
I mean, the Aaron Rodgers has given people plenty of reasons to boo him for.
Green Bay can't.
I don't think they boo him there. No. I don't think they do. I think it, you know, unless he says something completely insane leading up to
your cheese sucks.
Which it might happen, but I don't think it will. I think it'll be a classy return for him in Pittsburgh. Also, the Commanders are definitely back. You see how many primetime games they have?
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
5. They want to pump Jaden Daniels because
he's fun to watch, man.
Well, I think we forget how good that Washington fan base was for decades before Daniel Snyder ran that franchise into the ground. Mm-hmm. And it was a proud fan base that had a national following.
Bring back the Hogs.
Like, I don't know why. It's really weird. Half of the people that I know from Hawaii, they're either Washington fans or Chiefs fans. Like,
it's usually West Coast.
They are like diehard. And then I got I had a roommate from Montana who was a Washington fan. Like, their fan base pulls from everywhere. Yeah. And we just used them as the butt of a joke because they were.
Yeah, they were.
But they're officially back.
Yeah, love to see it.
And the Niners this year play no good quarterbacks.
Convenient.
They miss Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Lamar, Daniels. I mean, they do have Stafford twice in the division, but and C.J. Stroud and Baker Mayfield, but they also have, like, the worst quarterback situations that they're facing. They play the Saints. They play the Titans. Like, they've got some doo-doo quarterbacks that they play.
49ers back.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. All right. Well, that does it for a Thursday.
Thursday.
That was busy, man.
Yeah.
That was very busy. All right. We'll be back Friday from noon to 3. Up next, 4 hours of power. Their mouths to your ears. It's Buck Orkner Sook. Or Sook Orkner Buck. SOB edition.
Indeed.
Of Primetime. Have a great Thursday.
Bye. Discombobulated. Poop Summit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.